This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here comes this weekend's news today. Not who is going to win at the Academy Awards on Sunday, but how the corporate finance behind them works. We probably don't have to tell you, right, that the ratings for the Oscars broadcasts have been lousy for a while now, record low last year. You roll that in with the news the Academy is going to cut 8 awards categories from the telecast, and things would seem to be not great, perhaps, for the Academy. That would be the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Turns out, though, maybe they're doing all right. So says Walt Hickey. He's a senior editor for Data at Insider, also runs the Substacks Numlock News and Numlock Awards. Walt, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Everybody knows the Oscars, right? Probably not so many people know exactly what the Academy is or does. Give us the thumbnail sketch, would you?
Of course. So the Academy is the organization behind the Academy Awards. They're a rapidly growing organization of professionals who work in the movie business, actors, directors, craftsmen, folks like that. They've increased from about 6,000 people about 10 years ago to 10,000 today. That transformation has really made it interesting in terms of who wins Academy Awards, how they vote, and all that kind of stuff.
The who wins Academy Awards thing is the topic for another interview, which maybe we'll do at some point in front of next year's Oscars. But I wanted to talk to you about the work you have done on the Academy's balance sheet and its business prospects, because it is, for all the wailing and gnashing of teeth in Hollywood about the Academy on many legitimate levels, it is just super strong now business-wise.
Yeah, I was really impressed and kind of surprised by this, honestly. So for those who haven't kind of followed this, there's been a couple lines on the Academy. One has been they've built this massive museum in the center of Los Angeles. Some consider this kind of an albatross around their neck. It's just, why did they spend so much money building this thing? And then the other thing that you always talk about is ABC is always breathing down their neck to get the ratings up. And so there's been this kind of sense of tension. But, you know, I wanted to find out exactly where that tension was coming from. And so I actually went to their balance sheet over the past 10 years or so, and I was thoroughly impressed as to where they're standing now. And I think that this is an organization that's transformed itself from kind of a year-to-year production company that puts on a nice show to an actual institution with a billion-dollar endowment and ways to really kind of make a permanent legacy.
How did they do this?
Yeah, this is a really good question. So here's the basics of the Academy, right? The Academy spends about $38 million every year putting the Oscars on. And then they also spend a bunch of money on the library that they run and the organization that they run, to the point that they spend around $65 million a year. Mm-hmm. That's good because ABC pays them a certain amount of money every year, around $130 million, and they make money every year. And what's really interesting is that they've been plowing this money into an investment firm, into an investment fund, I should say. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, they have built a war chest of, you know, something like $1.4 billion in a combination of that property and that just investment fund.
Am I going too far if I say that they maybe don't need ABC and the Oscars telecast to maintain? Look, they need it for publicity and all that jazz, but for their business purposes and what they do the 364 days of the year that are not the Oscars, do they need that television show?
Yeah, I love this angle because, like, we're not there yet, but that, I think, is the goal. I think that this organization wants to function like a university where, listen, if the university doesn't get the big ESPN sports contract every year, you know, they're sitting on an endowment that will ensure they'll be able to open their doors next year. And what this looks to me is cord-cutting proof the Academy, making it so that even if the bottom falls out on network television, they are able to persist in some capacity. And also, maybe if ABC has to shave a few points off the top, where can you make that money back? Well, plug in your museum. You're now a destination that you have an opportunity to pitch out to one of the largest audiences in American television.
All right, last thing. Since I have you on, and since we got to talk about the awards at least to some degree, who do you like for Best Picture? And the way I follow this now, it's Coda or Power of the Dog. You got a favorite?
You nailed it. Yeah, no, I mean, I like both of those movies a lot. I liked a couple of the other ones, too. I like Licorice Pizza. I love Dune. But I think that this year, it might be Coda. Power of the Dog, I think, kind of has the edge. They're going in the front runner. But this is going to be a great race this year. We are not going to know who wins Best Picture until the last few minutes of the Academy Awards. And I for one, am thrilled for that.
All right, let me just say, Power of the Dog, not my favorite. Don't at me, but it didn't do it for me. All right, anyway, Walt Hickey, he runs a couple of Substacks, a couple of newsletters. One is Numlock. The other one is Numlock Awards. Both of them are super fascinating. Check it out. Senior editor for Data at Insider for his day job. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.